Bibles up this evening to Ephesians 1, on to more reading of his great adoration and love, power, oh my, every bit of his purpose of grace towards us, the masterpieces of grace in Ephesians, praise his name. Now, tonight, God willing, there'll be more rejoicing in as being blessed with, and we have He has blessed us, so we're blessed. We be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Amen. And I thank God. And in that, we were chosen. It's okay. You can just tell him thank you. Don't be afraid of this. Trust. I'm telling you, don't be fearful of grace. You'll miss it. You'll miss it. And the enemy, all he want you to do is to be fearful of grace. I know that's a kind of an odd statement, but you understand what I'm saying. Trust his grace. It's your all sufficiency, is it not? Did he not say that it's grace that is your all sufficiency in all things? It's not you. It's unmerited favor, that grace, unmerited love, all the unmerited of unmerited there ever could be of God. That's where your all sufficiency is. I mean, when you really kind of think of it like that, your all sufficiency is in all of the unmerited favor and love of Jesus Christ, his grace. So that just shows you that there's nothing of you that merited anything for any type of sufficiency. Think of how we can get in a wrong tangent very quickly, thinking somehow I've got to keep or hold or do or whatever that might be. But now if all sufficiency is grace, then I know it's not works. If all sufficiency is grace, I know it's spirit and it's not flesh. Praise the Lord. It gives you chills just to think how beautifully we're kept in this mercy, in his grace. It's marvelous. And so he's chosen us. We're predestinated. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, praise God. There's a mark for the prize. Hallelujah. He circled us out for. This is what the whole intent and purpose of everything that was created and made. Because we understand that this was before anything was made. This is before anything was created. This is before the fall. This is before the enemy being cast out, Satan being cast out of heaven. All of this in Christ was prior to anything that was ever created. That's what's so gorgeous is that this love was first. The bridal love, this purpose of grace was first. And then everything followed that to basically bring forth this purpose of grace. Because we understand that all of this is very needful, isn't it? We have to have the trials. We have to have all of the uprisings and downsettings, right? We have to have those things in order by God's grace and for grace to do the work to cause that wonderful faith to come forth to believe God and understand that the all-sufficiency is in grace. Praise the Lord. So, chosen, predestinated, made and accepted last week. We saw it was a double portion, didn't we? Made and accepted. Favor upon favor. A double portion of unmerited favor. And it was in the agape love of God. The agape, the divine love of God. And now, tonight, we move on to verse 8, which is to be wise in it. So not only did he do this, not only did he make us this and chose us and predestinated us and all of these things, he wants us to be wise in it. And not just wants us to be wise in it, it says he hath abounded, as we'll read tonight. He hath, so he did, once again, that was done before beginning. He hath abounded to us in that wisdom, and it's all wisdom and prudence, as we'll get to here in just a moment. So we know that to be wise in anything, that's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. That's why we have the Holy Ghost that guides us into all truth, to know truly who we are in Christ and to know what we mean and are to Christ. Praise the Lord. Now let's go ahead and read from verse 3, as it says there each time we come in. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heaven, in heavenly places, in Christ, according or just as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. And we know that adoption of children, that's to mature sons. Praise the Lord. That's what we've been born into. Hallelujah. This is what he's shown us. To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Here we go tonight. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And I want to read that again in conjunction with verse 7. According to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So, we begin with abounded. Do you recall the Greek word parasuo? Do you remember hypergrace? That grace beyond grace, beyond, 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 beyond grace? Unlimited, praise God. Well, this is how much that abounding is. That's exactly what it is. It's that hyper grace, even the more grace, highly favored double portion, hyper grace in wisdom and all wisdom and prudence of what he is bringing to us in the knowledge of who we are in Christ. This is hyper grace, brothers and sisters, for wisdom and prudence, yea, in the deep things of God by the Holy Ghost. I love that. See, because this is what we run into there as the Word of God speaks of this. It says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Amen? But it says, yea, the deep things of God by the Holy Ghost. So it didn't just leave us with this thought, how wonderful of what he's going to prepare for us, which is where most of Christianity stops. It's always this wonderment of, well, what will it be? And, you know, then they have all of these frilly songs that, to be honest with you, are very unscriptural. Because the Word of God, if you'll allow the Holy Ghost to give you wisdom in the Word of God, you know what you're going to see. You know what you're going to be. You know what you're going to do. Praise the Lord. He's given us an illustration of the whole wedding planner. Praise God. I'm talking about for the honeymoon. Hallelujah. And he lets you see and gives you such a vision of the feast and all of these different things that we will have with him. Amen. This isn't some, well, I'll just kind of wonder what I get there. I appreciate it, as Brother John Hill said. We're not going to wonder what to do. We're just going to enter into what we're supposed to do. Praise God. We're just going to go right into it. It's not, you know, we're not going to ask. We're going to be like him. And then this wisdom that we have right here, brothers and sisters, this is some marvelous stuff. I'm so thankful to God. He's preparing a readied wife. A wife that's going to step into not how to be a wife. I've been a readied wife for you. I'm ready to take and participate in everything that you've promised, that you said that I'll participate in with you. Amen? It's impossible for God to lie. I know he's not carried in me. He's not fooling me. He's not telling me, you know, just these big old stories. He's telling me truth. And he's telling me what his grace, praise God, has already provided. And I thank the Lord tonight that we come here tonight and we're believing God. So he has abounded towards us in this hyper grace for wisdom and prudence, yea, in the deep things of God. And once again, brothers and sisters, he hath. It's done. That was done in beginning. All done before anything was made. This beyond exceeding grace fully given to us for all wisdom and prudence. See, I love God. It's all about all. It's not about some or part or this. It's to be filled with all the fullness of God. This is everything of his. What's mine is yours, honeys. This is why the Word of God always used those, just those wonderful superlatives. It's always all. It's over. It's always exceeding abundantly. The much, the more. Isn't that wonderful how he does this? This is why he's abounded. It's that parasuo. It's beyond abounding. It's super above beyond abounding. That's exactly what we have here in this love of Christ to us. Now, Notice again where we started from tonight in verse 7. According to the riches of his grace. And I love how he puts that emphasis of these precious words in there. This isn't just his grace. It's the riches of his grace. We're talking about the mother load of his grace. Praise God. We have all grace. Amen. Isn't that what we have entered into, especially in this church age? We have the better thing. We have the exceeding great and precious promise. We have that because of all grace. This is the abundance and fullness of grace. This is the all grace to be exactly what he tells us we are made in him, as we've said so many times because of this precious word. What have we been made in him? We're Lord of all. That's how we're born of God. We're born Lord of all. And I thank the Lord in this as I receive this, not that I've already apprehended, but I know what grace has already apprehended for me, and that's to rule and reign jointly together with him and to be glorified together with him. See, my confidence is in this grace, praise God, that was in beginning. Do you understand that? That's why don't ever be confused with what Brother Jesse's saying here. By the grace of God, it's the Word of God. This is all the Word of God. I understand that I'm apprehended of him, and I have not, and yet I do. I want to apprehend that which has apprehended me in this. But I understand this very clearly. It's grace that was given way back then that causes me to apprehend, praise God, of that which I'm apprehended. Amen. But you see this chosen and predestinated? That's the apprehended of him. We've been apprehended to that. He's put me in that. We're growing up in this now. We're growing up to apprehend what has apprehended us. We were in Christ apprehended. This is wonderful. We were in Christ apprehended in him. In beginning. Beginning. And apprehended for all of this. These wonderful, as we've been rejoicing in these six amazing, incredible blessings of blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. The Lord touched my heart with this. The six, to me, are those six wings of the living creatures there in Revelation chapter 4. They have those six wings, praise God. They're the full overcomer. Amen. And those encouragements that we have in this, as you take them and as the Holy Ghost shows them unto you. I mean, this is already what you have. You take these things, that is the full overcomer in Christ. There's nothing going to get you down, praise God. You'll overcome these things, praise his name. But see, this is what we're talking about here, and this is exactly what this is it's according to the abundance of this riches of grace, the abundance and fullness of his grace, and all that grace to be exactly what he tells us we are made in him. And as it says here, whereas, that means down from all the riches of his grace. So it's all because of the riches of his grace. He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, we didn't merit it, did we? It was from the riches of his grace. Amen. And you think again, you think about riches. When I think about a servant, I don't think about riches. When I think about a king, I think about riches. Praise the Lord. We're talking about those that will rule and reign jointly together with him. Amen. Thou hast made us kings and priests unto God. That's rich. That's rich grace. Amen. It's grace and rich grace to be born of God. But to be a joint heir together with Jesus Christ, that's the riches of his grace. This is where we're at, praise the Lord. This is this abundance that we're being delivered here in this wonderful message of Paul that tells us about this masterpiece of grace. Hallelujah. Now, we go on here, and all wisdom, it says, all wisdom and prudence. Isn't that beautiful? Now, get this. This means all wisdom in the intimacy of his holy love. The intimacy of his holy love. Once again, All wisdom in the intimacy of his holy love. Supreme intelligence is another translation. Supreme intelligence, godly intelligence in the intimate love of the will of God. And all of it, now let that saturate in, praise be to God. All grace has given us intimate knowledge of his set apart love. We know the love of the bridegroom, amen? That's what this is. Thank you, Jesus. Intimate, intimate knowledge, intimate wisdom. Praise God. We're going to get to knowledge next week, God willing, if he tarry. But this is what this is. This is the wisdom, hallelujah. The knowledge of it we get to here next week, God willing, is the experience. And oh, are we beginning to experience, aren't we? Praise God. But I don't want to get ahead because the wisdom's wonderful. Because you, before you can experience anything, you have to be wise to it. Amen. And so what we have here is we have this precious wisdom of the intimacy of his holy love, of his set-apart love, of the love, the great love of the will of God. I want you to think about your Bible study last Wednesday with Brother Joe. And this is what just, when I listened to it as it was coming forth, I thought, oh, praise be to God. He spoke of the 139th Psalm, didn't he? Amen. And do you remember how that started out there in verse 1? It said there that he hath searched me. He hath searched me. Done. David said that. Now, he did go on to say, search me, O Lord. I understand that too. But the way it begins, he hath searched me. Done. Amen. And then there was the encouragement in Proverbs 25, right? It's of kings to what? To search out a matter. And what was that word search? Praise God, is he brought that out. It's that wonderful word search. Praise his name. Let me see, where did I write that down? It means there, examine for intimacy. To examine for intimacy. Well, here we are tonight, praise be to God, all wisdom, hallelujah, in the intimacy of his holy love. Praise the Lord. Isn't that what the kings do? Isn't that the riches of his grace that the kings have? Praise God. They go search out a matter. And see, that's not of us anyways. That was of the grace, the riches of his grace that he gave in beginning to us, chosen, predestinated, and hath also abounded, superabounded to us in the wisdom, praise his name, of that super intelligence, knowledge of the holy will of God's love. It's there, isn't it? Praise God. And I was just rejoicing as that was brought out last week. I said, oh, Jesus, this just again, it's another facet on the diamond of everything that you're bringing out by the Holy Ghost. And that's what's so glorious about it. So it's all planned and it's all given in beginning. Before anything was made, the love that takes Rebecca from her people and separates her into the husband's arm. The vessel only for the master's use in beginning. Amen. Let's let the Lord elaborate on that. How divinely, brothers and sisters, we are made. We are endued with all grace and all mercy and all his love. And just as Rebecca, all things are made for us, all things as for our lives are orchestrated by God for us to be filled with all the fullness of him. So again, let's talk about this precious Rebecca. Who was the one? Who was the one that brought her into this wisdom and knowledge, leading her to the bridegroom? We know who that was. That was that servant of the master. We know who that represents for us. It's the Holy Ghost. This is the one that takes us and encourages us and who has all the things of the master, and he shows those things to us. And we know that, praise God, is the Holy Ghost that does that. So let's go ahead and turn over to John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. and see how this kind of all comes together. And in John 16, verse 12, this is Jesus again speaking to his disciples. And he tells them, and he's getting ready to go to the cross. He's getting ready, praise the Lord, to offer himself fully up upon that cross and be made sin for us who knew no sin. He'll rise again and he'll ascend to the Father. Hallelujah. And he says to him, I have yet many things to say unto you. And these are, again, these precious disciples that had been with Jesus day and night for about the last 3.5 years. So they had spent some time with Jesus. They'd heard him, touched him, laid upon his breast, all these different things. But he said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear, you cannot understand them now. Not that you can't ever understand them. You can't understand them now. Right now, you can't understand them. All right? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, goes on to define that Spirit of truth is the Holy Ghost. When he's come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall speak not of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, and shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So I want you to really look at that in the way that that says that the Spirit of truth, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth. Not you will guide you into all truth. He's going to do it. Praise the Lord. This is grace again, is it not? Hallelujah. This is he hath abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence by the Holy Ghost. This is the one that does that. You'll never go into that without the Holy Ghost. So there you have that, into all truth, not some. There you got that all again, don't you? Just like we've read tonight, all wisdom and prudence. Amen. When he says, I want you to know the love of Christ, he wants you to know the love of Christ. That's why he gives you the dimensions of it, the breadth, the height, the length, the width. I mean, it's all of it. And we would look at each other and say, well, that's not possible. Well, with the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. It's not just possible, it's done. He hath blessed us with this. Do you understand that? He hath, hallelujah, abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence. That's the word of God. It's not saying he's going to or he might. It says it's done. Do you believe that much in grace? By the grace of God, we need to believe in his grace. And we need to believe, again, that this is the God that tells us and assures us that we're born of God, and as born of God, you're heirs of God, and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, if so be ye suffer with him. Amen. Well, I'm finding out more and more, you know what the suffering is? Just go on in grace. Go on in grace. Because my mind doesn't want to believe it. My flesh can't feel it. But praise be to God, his grace does it. Amen. And that's the whole power of this. That's where all the power lies. It's this faith by grace in the grace of God. Now, so it says, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Think of how the Holy Ghost has shown us the things to come. Isn't that beautiful? Opened up all of Revelation, opened up all of the prophets, opened up all of these things. That's why I say we don't get to heaven and wonder what. We enter into heaven and enter in. Amen. Praise God. All right. He shall. Now look at that. And he will show you things to come. And he shall glorify me. You want to glorify the Lord? Get the Holy Ghost. Yield. Allow the Holy Ghost to guide you and lead you into all truth. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So once again, are you doing anything there? No. The Holy Ghost is the one that receives, and the Holy Ghost is the one that reveals. Praise the Lord. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine. So right there he said, everything of the Father is mine. So mine is everything of the Father's. And what I've instructed him to do is to take everything of mine, which is everything of the Father, which I have, which is mine. And he shall show it unto you. Isn't that beautiful? He shall show it. He shall make it known. There's your wisdom. And once again, he hath done this. He hath blessed you with it. So it's not something that you're trying to attain or trying to get. You have it. You have this from the birth, the new birth. That's your birthright. And all we are is growing up in this. Praise the Lord. And as we grow up in this, this wisdom that he hath abounded to us, I thank God as we grow up into it, we are not like a servant anymore in the palace, are we? Not in understanding. In wisdom and understanding, praise God, we understand who we are. We are a co-heir. We are a joint heir in that palace with him. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Ghost takes all the things of Christ and he makes them ours. And just to emphasize, it's always with God, all. From that precious little lesson of Esther and the king. Honey, what's mine is yours. All. Hallelujah. So there we go. So he actually shows them or reveals them to us. He makes known that we already have been given these things in Christ. Brothers and sisters, what we begin to really understand is we were chosen for marriage. Yes, that's what you were chosen for. This is everything. If he hath blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, you know that the pinnacle of it all is the bride for the Lamb of God. Amen? I mean, we've been in this for a long, long time. Thank you, Lord. But this is what this is. So if we have it all, which we do have it all, and we've been given it all, amen, and we understand that it's God's plan, it's God's provision, it's God's purpose, amen, it's God's passion for this. That's the good pleasure of his will. And it's God's power, his Holy Ghost, that does it all. So it is truly the truth that he will perform the good work which he's begun in us. Amen? Praise the Lord. It's such a joy. It is. I mean, we're it. I thank God. And we had nothing to do with it. That's what's so glorious. You just be happy, dumb, and love. That's just wonderful. He did this. This is what he's telling us. And I love the word of God. It's the only thing that is true. It's the only thing that won't lie to you. That's why let's believe it. So we were chosen in marriage, and we understand, going back to Rebecca, see, that was not an accidental meeting at that well. It was for nobody else but Rebecca at that time. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. It was no one else but you and me from beginning. No one else. No one else. We were chosen in Christ. So always understand that. But that's where he placed us. In beginning. Praise God. And we do. We thank him. So with this wisdom, we know we're chosen, we know we're predestinated, we know by grace we're it, and we are brought divinely by the purpose of his grace to the well of matrimony. To the well of matrimony. See, that meeting at the well, this meeting at the well for us, it's for marriage. Rebecca was already family. Rebecca was already family. She wasn't meeting there to say, welcome to the family. She was family. She was of the people of God. She met at the well for one purpose, and that was for marriage. Amen. I understand we all run in a race, but one wins. But see, grace won for you. Grace divinely had the appointment for Rebecca. Amen? Grace divinely has the appointment for us. This is why we hear this truth. This is why we're here. This is why, by the grace of God, we feast upon nothing but strong meat. And it's time to take that place as the elect of God. Thank the Lord to be that confident in the grace of God, in the mercy of our Lord. See, you understand, there's no pride in that. There's no pride. The thing is I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And I understand that this is the power unto salvation with eternal glory. Amen. So we rejoice in this. And I'm beginning, and I think these are some wonderful encouragements here the Lord just graces us with. We're beginning to see more and more His grace and His love in all that He made us in Him. It wasn't because of my choice. Where's your choice in this? I hear choice a lot. Choice, choice, choice. Where was your choice in this? I understand it's His choice. I didn't choose Him in the beginning. He chose me. He chose me in His Son. In His Son. Huh? Come on. Don't go in here. He chose me in His Son. I'm it. I thank the Lord. I delight. I am. I'm astounded. It's amazing grace. But thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord's been bringing that out. It wasn't Noah's brother. It wasn't Abraham's cousin. Uh-uh. It wasn't. It wasn't David's brothers. It was David. And it always was David. Praise God. And I thank the Lord because David is of the Word of God. His name is right in here. Well, I'm reading Ephesians, and my name is right in there. He talks to us. He talks to you. Aren't those beautiful words? And remember, that wasn't Paul. That was the Holy Ghost. So now we're back to the one that leads us and guides us into all truth. Amen? That's not a fleshly man that's telling me those things. That's very God of very God. He that hath an ear, let him hear. And his sheep know his voice, don't we? I know when he's speaking to me. And this is when he's speaking to me, because he speaks one thing, the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, so we get to that point. We realize that it wasn't because of my choice. It was all because of his grace. And here it is. Grace's purpose and grace's divine plan. And we really need to be confident in grace that, brothers and sisters, His grace is greater than my choice. His grace keeps me. His grace keeps me. His grace keeps you. Oh, yes, it does. All right, we're going to go on a little further here. Praise the Lord. This is the last sermon I ever give you. Praise be to God. I know one thing. I'll be glad. Now, His grace is greater. And His grace is greater than my choice. Now, let's go on. If His grace is greater than my choice, then praise be to God, I guess I really don't have a choice. Amen. And here's why. Because grace made the choice for me before time. Grace chose me, grace knew me, grace planned me, grace gave me, and now it's grace performing all grace in me. Amen? And I think we're just finally learning now, you know what? Let's just let grace do it. It's very contrary to our minds, isn't it? How can that be? This is the Word of God. And isn't that interesting? The only reason we would fight against what the Lord just brought forth is because of our self-righteousness. Because I still think I have to have some of my flesh in this game. And all I can do is take the Word of God that's ministered by the Holy Ghost to my heart and to your heart as well too. Say, Lord, help my unbelief. I'm beginning to really see, and it's never to praise a man, but the pastor that we had for years and years in this place, he's the boldest one I think I've ever known in grace. And I just sit there and I go, and here I'm graced as your pastor. I know you get this. We get this. I don't even know who got this, but I know he preached it. And he didn't stop. And I think in a way I get a joy. I know he knows now. But I get a joy I don't know if he ever really got to have with ones like I get to have with you. Never got this, did we, Alex? James? And yet this word's always been here.
Amen.
This truth, this joy. If you're honest, you know what I'm saying if you've been in this place for any amount of time. And so I just tell you, again, by the grace of God, be thankful for Brother Hill. I know God would have us here, but that's how he chose to have a lot of us here. So thank the Lord. And that's just the Lord quickening my heart. His name's not on this page. It's in here. The elect of God is a marvelous company. Praise his name. Now, I want to finish up tonight real quick. There's a little bit more meaning in here, in these couple words that the Lord put on my heart to share with you. Now we get to the root meaning, just the basis of these two words, wisdom and prudence, all right? Wisdom comes from the meaning from the best plans. The best plans. Just think. So he superabounded grace to us in the best plan. Aren't you thankful? Think of how when you said, oh, I wish I was born in the Old Testament times. I was born too late. No, you weren't. You're born right on time. And you want to be right now. You really do. He superabounded above and beyond any abounding in his love to us by giving us his best plans. And he tells us that in the Word of God, doesn't he? We have a better thing, don't we? Hebrews 11 assures us, without us, they can't be made perfect. They can't be complete without us. The word that was given to us through the Apostle Paul, it said that the things that were given to the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1, this truth, this mystery of this bride, it completes Jesus. It completes the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. His wife completes him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We understand we have the best plans because we now have salvation with eternal glory. Amen. Oh, yes, we do. We have the best plans, praise God, because we have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We have the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We've got the plans for the good pleasure of his will throughout eternity. Them's the best plans. Amen. Now, and finally tonight, prudence. And I love, this is how it's defined in Strong's even. The holy love of God's will. He's superabounded us in grace in the wisdom of the holy love of God's will. The holy love of God's will. Oh my goodness, this superabounding to possess the holy love, the set apart love, the out from among the camp, the perfect will of God love, not just the good and acceptable love, but it's the perfect will of God's love. And it was so sweet again listening to Brother Joe about Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Why could Peter not talk back to him and say the agape love? Because you know what? Praise be to God. This is what's the truth here. That was not meant for him. He could not receive that because it was not meant for him. And here we are. Amen, sister. So, brothers and sisters, the perfect will of God's love is the complete will of God's love. It's the bride for his good pleasure. And all I can tell you, be thankful for what you mean to him. I mean, think of this. Think of this. I mean, go back to when there was no time, praise God. He made time for you. This was first. All of this was first. All of the blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, that was first. That's the purpose of everything. Everything else that after that was to support that. We read on Sunday, he said, I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. And then he said, and I'll harden whom I'll harden. Think of that. Every single detail. That's how he loves you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God.